Philadelphia, the city of brotherly or sisterly love, is the love, friendship. And hopefully these sisters with whom you live are your best friends. The best friends can come in and out of our life. And so you may not be best friends with everyone in the community. So that can't be the kind of love that's supposed to clothe me. So that brings us to Agape, the love that God has for us. As the Father has loved me, so I love you, Jesus said. In fact, that is the Greek word that is used in today's gospel. It is the choice to love. God chooses you. God chooses to love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do that will make God stop loving you. God might not like some of the things we do, but God never stops loving us. Even if we are unfaithful, Scripture says, God remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. Agape love is reflected in the true married love. I take you for better, for worse, in good times and bad, in sickness and health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. It's a love that's not based on passion. It's not based on friendship. It's not based on what somebody else can do, but on a choice to love. And this kind of love never fails. So as you make your solemn vows today, it truly is for better or worse. There are good days and bad days, good times and bad times. There is sickness and there is health. Today you vow that you will love all the days of your life as a vow of religious in this community. And so at this time, I need to examine my